Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Practice Praise by Dr. Carol Geisler for Monday, July 29th, 2019. The devotion is based on Psalm 100, verses 4 through 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. That is what we do when we gather for worship. We receive the gifts of God, his word and sacraments, and we respond. We respond with joyful thanks and praise for all that he has done for us in Christ our Lord and for all he does for us each day. In Psalm 100, the psalmist gives even more reasons for our praise. God has made us. We are his. He is good, and his steadfast love and faithfulness endure forever. The gifts of God, they overflow into our lives. You and I, of course, are not the only ones, nor the first, to offer up our praise before the throne of God. Whenever you enter his gates to worship, you are joining in praise that echoes back to the foundation of the world, praise that will continue through eternity. At creation, as it says in Job chapter 38, verse 7, the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. The prophet Isaiah was given a vision of the Lord on his throne, attended by seraphim calling out to one another their shouts of praise, as it's recorded in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The angels' praise of God's majesty spilled onto the earth, into the fields around Bethlehem on the night Jesus was born. The praise rebounds back from earth to heaven whenever a sinner repents. An event that causes the angels to rejoice. See Luke chapter 15, verse 10. When John, in the book of Revelation, is given a glimpse into heaven's throne room, he sees and hears the saints and angels. Myriads of myriads and thousands of angels. They join every creature in heaven and on earth to cry out before God's throne, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." On Sunday mornings and whenever we gather for worship, we blend our earthbound praise with the joy of heaven. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. That is what you are doing when you worship. That is what we are doing when we worship together. And that is what we will do for all eternity. When Jesus returns on the last day, we will be raised up from death. We will be transformed. We will be glorified to join in the endless praise that surrounds God's throne. But for now, in worship, in song, and service, we offer up daily praise to God, practicing for our place in the eternal chorus. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, bless our worship and accept our grateful praise. Praise for all your gifts, especially the gift of salvation through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.